Disability. How does that word make you feel? What does that word make you think of? And what does it mean anyway? My mom taught me that the dictionary is always a good place to start when you don't know where to begin. Here's what Merriam-Webster has to say. Disability. A physical, mental, cognitive, or developmental condition that impairs, interferes with, or limits a person's ability to engage in certain tasks or actions, or participate in typical daily activities and interactions. Then there's the definition found in some major disability non-discrimination laws. For example, here's how the Americans with Disabilities Act defines it. The term disability means, with respect to an individual, A. A physical or mental impairment that substantially limits one or more major life activities of such individual. B. A record of such an impairment. Or C. Being regarded as having such an impairment. While both of these definitions are pretty straightforward, each is centered on what a person can and cannot do, which is only one way to think about disability. There are many other ways to define disability that go beyond the narrow understanding of disability as inability. We all need to think bigger. So, how do I define disability? After years of existing in this body of mine, my definition is disability, a state of being, a natural part of the human experience. But I'm only one person, so I asked other disabled people to share what disability means to them. Ellen Ladau, my mom. Disability isn't static. It evolves, both physically and emotionally. Kara Leibowitz, writer and activist. Disability, to me, is a social identity, but it's also about having functional limitations. Imani Barberin, writer and activist. Disability is a holistic experience, so it must have a holistic definition. Disability is not just a physical diagnosis, but a lived experience in which parameters and barriers are placed upon our lives because of that diagnosis. Jaipreet Verdi, assistant professor, University of Delaware. As a deaf person, I consider deafness a spectrum, the range of which defines an individual's identity and lived experience. Thus, deafness and disability more broadly is an oppression of difference rather than an impairment. Lawrence Carter Long, author, artist, and disability media enthusiast. Once upon a time, disability was just a diagnosis. Thankfully, through time, the notion has evolved to embrace broader concepts like constituency, identity, and culture. Liz Weintraub, senior disability advocacy specialist. Disability means that there's something people can't do. I believe that there's something everyone can't do as well as they would like, except that people with disabilities have a label. But I am very proud of my disability because that's who I am. So, as you can tell, disability isn't just a static term with a single meaning. It's a big, broad term to describe a natural, constantly evolving part of the human experience. How should I talk about disability? One size fits all is a myth. Yes, I'm looking at you, clothing stores, but really, this applies to so many facets of our lives, including language. There isn't one single way to talk about or think about disability. But, and stay with me here, because things are about to get mind-bending, it's important to think about how we talk about disability, because the way we talk shapes how we think, and the way we think shapes how we talk. Whew! The choices that we, as disabled people, make about how to describe and define ourselves are deeply personal, and each of us has our own preferences. The way people who have a disability talk about their disability is their choice. I cannot stress this enough. We all need to respect these choices, even if we're also disabled and someone else's choices are different from our own. With that in mind, let's talk about talking about disability.